Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to 24 Hours in News. Obviously, two games last night. We had the Cronulla Sharks defeating the North Queensland Cowboys 26-24. Really good game. The Cronulla Sharks, they came out of the gates flying. Our boy Sifa Talakai, he was unreal in the first 10 minutes. Some of his runs were unbelievable. We posted on Instagram, gave him the old guru jinx, because then he came up with two absolutely woeful defensive efforts conceding tries. He went from looking like an absolute super coach gun for us to playing limited minutes, which really, really hurt. Hurt my draft team too, just quietly stung there. I thought Tommy Dearden, his second game for the North Queensland Cowboys, first game at home, I thought he was really strong in this one. The Cowboys, they came home late, just weren't able to get the job done. A controversial sin bin again. It's becoming a common story. But the Cronulla Sharks winning that one 26-24. The second game, the Sydney Roosters led 12-0 against the Penrith Panthers in the rain out at Penrith. And a different situation, the Panthers, they haven't been in for a little bit against a good side. They came back and won 38-12, 38 unanswered points. An incredible performance from the Panthers, led by their main man, Nathan Cleary. I thought he was unreal in this game, so a huge win there. Outside of that, a bit of news over the last 24 hours. Now, probably the biggest, Jake Trbojevic, he's been ruled out of Origin 2, which is a massive loss for the New South Wales Blues, a huge plus for Queensland. I would assume Angus Crichton comes in. I thought for the Roosters last night, in a losing side, he was unreal. He had a cracking game last night, and I think last week he scored a try, and I mentioned it, where he took on Jaden Campbell and he giggled. He carried on like a bit of a dick, and he really backed it up last night with a really solid performance, and I think you'll see him come into this side and play through the centre third. I think he'll be really good for the New South Wales Blues. But Jake Trbojevic, a massive, massive loss there. A big loss for Manly as well, just quietly. TPJ, we dropped a podcast on him yesterday. If you haven't, hey, go and have a listen to that. Go and have a listen to it. Talking about him and potentially going to the West Tigers. This recruitment, I just can't work it out. Maybe I'm being too harsh on them. I'm not sure. Go and have a listen. Send me a message. Let me know your thoughts. I've had a very mixed response to this one, but I stand by it, to be honest with you. Matt Dufty, we've heard that he is reportedly out, but I'm getting mixed mail on this one, and it's the in and out that I'm sort of deciding on who I tip for this game today at 5 p.m. So keep an eye on that. I can report that Zach Lomax, he is officially out of this game. He was on the extended squad. He will not be playing. And an interesting one, Justice Hooney obviously fought Paul Gallen the other night. There are reports that he will be having another fight at the end of the year, and on the undercard, some pretty tough hombres here from the rugby league world. Adam Fanua Blake, Jason Taumalolo, the Hectic Cheese, and Paul Gallen. My God, you wouldn't want to be a fly on the wall in that room, would you? Would not want to get in the way. Probably the one I'm most excited to see is the Cheese. We hear that when he was younger, rugby league wasn't his first choice sport. It was boxing. So I think it'd be unreal to see Brandon Smith get in the ring. Lolo, without a doubt, would be interesting. Adam Fanua Blake with his power and whatnot, very, very interesting to see. And Galley's just proven to be a warrior over the last few months. So I've said to you guys a number of times, the boxing, it isn't something I'm overly interested in. I think the opportunity to see the Cheese I think that'd be really good to see. That's all your news from today. This afternoon's games, you got 3 p.m. the Newcastle Knights taking on the New Zealand Warriors, the Knights without KP, of course. The Dragons take on the Canberra Raiders at 5:30. The Dragons without Lomax still, potentially without Matt Dufty as well. And then the late game tonight, you got the Melbourne Storm taking on the West Tigers there at 7:35. Expecting a big win for the Melbourne Storm there. Interesting to see what you do captain-wise, supercoach-wise for the rest of the weekend. You've obviously got Nicho Hynes playing tonight. He'll be a fantastic option in that Melbourne Storm game later tonight. Or you can go Tom Trbojevic tomorrow or Clint Gutherson. If you took Nathan Cleary, if you're bold enough to take Cleary, I think he got 120 odd or something like that. So if you VC'd him, you got a tough decision to make here because I think Tom Trbojevic could top that. I don't have Turbo personally. You've also got Cody Walker that scored 110 the other night. So if you took Cody Walker as your VC, you've got an even harder decision. I don't know if 110 is enough, to be honest with you. But Nicho Hynes, Clint Gutherson, Tom Trbojevic, I think your skipper has to be one of those guys, and they've all got fantastic matchups over the next 24 hours or so. So interesting to watch how that one plays out. That's all your news from the last 24 hours. Have a cracking day, guys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.